Boxing great Manny Pacquiao accepts nomination to run for Philippine president in 2022. The Aegis Alliance. A boxing icon and Philippine Senator Manny Pacquiao has confirmed he is going to run for president in the country for the 2022 political elections. Pacquiao gave his acceptance as the nominee of his PDP-Laban party on Sunday at its national convention, stating the Filipino people have been awaiting changes in government. I am a fighter, and I will always be a fighter inside and outside the ring. 42-year-old Manny Pacquiao pointed out in a convention speech. I wholeheartedly, bravely, and humbly hope for your support. The boxer mentioned, Manny Pacquiao is currently the PDP-Laban faction party's president that is being led by himself and Senator Aquilino, Coco, Pimentel III. A separate faction in this same party previously in September nominated President Rodrigo Duterte to become its candidate for vice president, and Duterte's former assistant Senator Bongo, to be its presidential candidate. Duterte, which is prohibited due to the Constitution from serving a second six-year term, has approved of the nomination. However, Bongo has refused the nomination to run for president. Duterte has led a ruthless war on illegal drugs and stated this past week he'd rather die first, prior to encountering a worldwide tribunal. The day following the International Criminal Court revealed it will investigate accusations of criminal offenses against humankind connected to the clampdown that has left thousands of people in the country dead. Pacquiao has implicated the Duterte administration, his former ally, in causing corruption to be much worse in the Philippines. To doubters that question if he's qualified, the former boxer has stated his personal experience of hardship is going to better prepare him to lead the country. He included that he's going to deal with the poverty and corruption the nation has been facing. In my whole life, I have not backed down on any fight. Manny Pacquiao pointed out, he gave a warning to political leaders that are responsible for corruption, saying they will soon end up in jail together. The rivalrous party faction backing Duterte previously stated it is going to request the Commission on Elections to proclaim Pacquiao and his allies illegitimate officials of the controlling party. Kyle James Lee. The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.